Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. The fountain of truth about what? Well, the fountain of truth about aging. And we cover every single topic that you could possibly come up with and more that I never even thought about, but we have some wonderful solicitations from people who are in the field, and I'd like you to be one of them. All you have to do is go to generationboldradio.com, go to Ask Adrienne, and propose a guest or a guest topic. And today, we have two topics that were actually proposed by you. One of them is working. It's time for work, and our first guest tells us that January is the month that most people over the age of 50 start to look for work. It makes perfect sense. The holidays are over. The lull is gone. It's time to get to work. And the second one, so different, is minerals. In the second part of our show, we'll be unbundling the mystery of minerals. Everybody seems to know about vitamins, but now all of a sudden, the latest trend for anti-aging, which is not a word I like. I like pro-aging successfully. Is minerals, and we will talk about that and unbundle that for you guys. You may know that I just came back from a long time, actually, a whole month in Asia, and I just want to tell you that worldwide aging is happening. Surprise, surprise. China, about 6 or 7 years ago, the University of Beijing started its first geriatric courses, and now it's filled. Thailand, Hong Kong, even Myanmar, and, of course, Laos. These are places that people are now traveling for tourism, but also for medical tourism. And some structures are actually breaking down. Those are the structures of people in the family taking care of the elders. This was a given. This was a job that you expected to take on, family caregiving. Well, that's out the window. In these die-hard countries, they're kind of the last to go. It's no longer the case. Women are working, and they cannot be home with an elder. Here in the U.S., we've been feeling that issue for decades already. And one of the leaders in the field is Care.com. And it's not only seniors, and it's not only people with disabilities that need care. It may be your pets. It may be your kids. So we have Jody Gastfriend. She's the vice president of senior care for Care.com. And it's the world's largest online destination for managing all types of family care. So the thing here is, how about you? Not so much you as the caregiver at home, but would you like to be a professional caregiver? And if so, would it be in the field of senior care or pet care or child care? Is it a good job for you? How would you use care.com to get a job? What can you expect in terms of your finances and your benefits and such a thing? And how would it work in your life? Well, Jody Gastfriend, who's an author, you're going to hear about her latest book. You heard it here first. It's coming out in 2018 in the area of family caregiving. But she's also has many leadership positions, including director of social service and community hospital, chief operating officer of a home care agency. She really knows what it means to hire folks, not just to be the family member. And she's going to clue us in. So thank you so much, Jody, for being with us today.
It's my pleasure, Adrian. Great to be here.
All right, before we jump in, just say a word about CARE.com so people understand the organization and why you know so much, actually, about hiring and jobs in the field.
Sure. So CARE.com is the largest online resource for care in the world. And essentially what that means is we are an online marketplace for families to seek child care, pet care, senior care, household help, a whole range of care options. And it's very easy to use. You go on our site, you post jobs, you look at profiles, and you find the best match for what your needs are. And in fact, we have 12 million families, over 9 million caregivers across 19 countries. So we have a pretty large footprint at CARE.com.
Now, of course, you also have a lot of rich research that you can do just from what's going on online. And some of the research shows that 27% of the caregivers interested in the senior care jobs are themselves 50% and over, and 14% of the caregivers interested in housekeeping jobs are 50% and over. So that's a surprise. What's that about? What do you think the motivation is for so many people over the age of 50 to want jobs like this?
Well, you know, I think there are a number of factors. One is economic. And the good news is longevity is up. People are living longer. But the tough news is income for seniors is not. So there are a lot of people who are really looking for opportunities that are meaningful. And caregiving is something that many older adults have experience with. They've raised their children. Perhaps they've cared for their aging parents or family members. And they are able to add to their income and do something that really is very emotionally rewarding. And I think that's one of the main reasons we see an increase in older adults who are really drawn to caregiving jobs.
I know that in your work, and you've written so many articles, including for the Huffington Post and Wall Street Journal, AARP, you often do quote the Employee Benefit Research Institute saying that people 65 or over, there may be $100,000 of medical costs in their future. So it isn't so easy to retire on that golf course. People simply need the money, and it can be fulfilling. But let's talk about reality in terms of the post-retiree. They're used to a flexible life. They're not used to having to put on the pantyhose and get out there every single morning to see
right.
a boss. Yeah,
right.
So how does this work? Yeah, how does it work in their life?
Well, I think that's really a good point, Adrian. As people get older, they want to broaden their life. Work is important, and it brings fulfillment, but they also want to be able to do other things. And typically, caregiving can have a lot of flexibility. That's one of the appealing aspects of it. So it really depends on the hours that you may have available. You would look for a particular position that met your situation. There are certainly full-time jobs, there are weekend jobs, there are overnight positions, especially in elder care, and in child care and pet care, there are very part-time opportunities. So the first thing for someone to do is to figure out what type of flexibility they need, what hours they have available to devote to this, and how they want to structure their time. And then they can find the type of position that really works for them.
Now, you know, before we take a little break, one of the things, too, though, and after our break, by the way, folks, we are going to be talking about how much you can earn, where the benefits are, and the pocketbook interests. But part of this also is self-esteem. And this is an iffy situation. You know, we're the fountain of truth here. So is there an issue here of self-esteem? Does it enhance your self-esteem that you're working and caregiving? Or is it the kind of profession we still kind of look down on and say, hey, you know, the person is cleaning? How do you manage the issue of self-esteem when you're older and you're working?
Well, you know, I think our society doesn't value caregiving sufficiently. And one of the things that I think might potentially change that is as we look at an aging demographic, you mentioned that you just came back from aging, we have a global aging phenomenon. And guess what? We're not going to have enough caregivers. We're not going to have enough paid caregivers. We're not going to have enough families who are caregiving. And that really might drive the supply-demand situation. As there's less supply and more demand, that might impact the amount that people are able to pay. But at the same time, it's very important for people to recognize the value of caregiving. You know, my dad had dementia for over 10 years, and I revered the folks who took care of my father. It's a value that I think we have to instill in our children, that we have to perpetuate in the workplace, and that we have to recognize as a society that the foundation of our ability to work, to lead lives, is people that are providing care. And I think it's a mindset that we all really need to be aware of.
You know, one of the reasons that, and I use this very frequently, Willie Sutton said, why do you rob banks? He said, because that's where the money is. Well, I won't put it that boldly here, but these jobs are available. And the good news is that a lot of people don't want those jobs. And if people do want them, they are one of the easiest types of jobs for you to get. The bad news is you have to bring with it your own passion and your own self-esteem, because you may not be getting that from others. They may even look at you, your best friend over the bridge table. What do you mean you're walking a dog or your pet sitting? But I do agree that that is going to change, because just like the Airbnb and the homestays, which we now call the sharing economy.
Exactly.
There was a time that people thought that if you had a tenant, you were poor because you had to have a tenant. Now everybody wants a house with a tenant. Well, we'll be back.
Right.
We'll talk about how much people can make if you list yourself on care.com. Don't go anywhere.
For my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453. 800-351-1453.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Adrienne Berg. We are back again with Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we kind of have a money care and a health care show today. We're dealing with how you can get a job in an arena where you may not have thought about it. The flexibility of your life can continue if you're interested in child care, pet care, or senior care. And we're very happy to have Jody, a guest friend. She's the Vice President of Senior Care for Care.com. That's the 800-pound gorilla, by the way. It's the world's largest online destination for managing family care. Look, it's listed on the stock exchange, Jody. Don't laugh. It's the 800-pound gorilla. So how many websites really are listed? All right. So you've been around more than 25 years. We're going to talk about your book in a minute. But before we do, let's look at the money. What can we expect? We know that this is not the highest-paying profession, but it's reliable. It's reliable. So what kind of average can we think about? It is a national show, so national averages is easiest for us to digest. And where can we get more information that's precise?
Sure. So the average rate for senior care job on our site is around $14. And child care really ranges depending on where in the country you are and what the demand is. New York City, for example, you can sometimes get $20 to $25 an hour. We have that information on our site. We have a child care calculator so people can look at the state and really get a sense of, you know, if you're hiring a nanny or a babysitter, what can you expect to pay? Or if you want to provide childcare, what can you expect to make? And pet care as well. Many
families. So it's very interesting because this is very regional. Yeah. For many years,
It is regional.
It's very, very regional.
Right.
I was an elder law attorney for a long time, and one of the things that I worked with, of course, was becoming Medicaid eligible to see if you could afford your own care or you couldn't. And
exactly.
It was amazing. Yeah, because I had licenses in a couple of different states, and even across the border from New York to New Jersey was completely different. So you have to go on the site. So tell everybody the website again.
It's www.care.com. Very easy to remember. Lots of information there, and you know, you can peruse the site and get some great resources. Another piece that I'd like to mention is that many families hire caregivers, but they don't necessarily know what the household compliance is for payroll. And we actually have part of our business is to, and you know, you're an attorney, so you know that you want to be able to do this correctly. And there are all sorts of laws about hiring domestic help, and we have a business that really helps people be compliant and helps people pay people in the proper way.
Yeah, you know, on Generation Bold, we've actually had accountants on who helped caregivers understand that piece. And, you know, your eyes could glaze over. I mean, it's really not the easiest
exactly.
thing in the world. And you all may remember, our listeners may remember scandals in Washington of people who didn't get appointed.
Oh, yes. Zoe yeah, Baird, and just, yes.
Yeah, they just didn't report. And you were almost sympathetic, you know, with them because you know what a headache it is. So that's helpful.
Right.
Now, I assume other things like, now you've been talking about people 50 and over, so they're not necessarily people who themselves are on Medicare, but they may be paying for their own health, their own health insurance. Are there benefits that go with these jobs, or does it have to do with whether they're full-time or not? How might you take a look at that from that point of view?
Well, in some cases, the paid caregivers on our site can have access to benefits, and that's something that the family employers can contribute to if they so choose. And that might be another incentive to be able to hire really quality caregivers, because that's a big cost.
So it truly is. So there could be some group benefits there. Now,
exactly.
You know, I mentioned in the first segment that you actually mentioned that you've been a caregiver to your own dad for 10 years,
right.
And you've worked extensively with professional caregivers, like the type of people that go on Care.com. And you're coming up with a book that's kind of, sounds bittersweet to me, but it will not be out until 2018. So what should people look for in its name so they're prepared to find it when
Hello?
It's finally published?
Yes. It's bittersweet, and, you know, the book really looks at the challenges, the hard stuff, but also the aspects of caregiving that are less talked about, which are some of the gifts. And the premise of the book is that people who tend to be most successful at caregiving, and caregiving is a marathon and not a sprint. Many people are at it for over 4 years, and with dementia it can be over 8 years. That planning ahead, understanding the landscape, learning, as you mentioned, Medicaid, Medicare, veterans benefits, learning really some of the pragmatic aspects of caregiving, as well as some of the emotional issues of parents who refuse help, siblings who disagree, all of that I cover in the book. And at the same time, I share the stories of many caregivers who've gone through some really tough things but came out of it with some really redeeming, positive experiences that were really life-enhancing.
You know, give us the full title, because we know it'll be on Amazon, it'll be in the bookstores, but sometimes it's good to have the title so you can go into your local bookstore if there's any left anymore and say, hey, when this book comes out, order it for me. What's the full title there? And it's Jody Gastfriend.
The full title.
Gastfriend. Everybody should know the
yes, thank you. The full title is My Parents' Keeper, The Guilt, Grief, Guesswork, and Unexpected Gifts of Caregiving. And I really cover all of those pieces in the book, and it's to be published by Yale University Press early 2018.
So, and as everybody knows, a great resource is also our website, because we always have the contact information as well as the archives from our guests. So you'll be able to get the name of the book on there too, and that is generationboldradio.com. Now, before we leave, let's say somebody's interest is piqued now, and they go to your website, and they would like to apply. What are some of, let's say, the top three things they should have in mind in presenting themselves?
Well, you know, we actually have tips on the site if you are, you know, interested in promoting yourself as a caregiver about how to create a profile. There's a photo, there's information about yourself, there's references, there's really a whole process of putting yourself out there. And we walk people through that and help them create a profile. At the same time, for families seeking care, we give families tips on how do you find the right caregiver for your particular family, because it's different for everyone. The type of caregiver I might hire for my dad might be very different for the type of caregiver you would hire for your parent. So it really has to be matched based on a number of really important variables that you need to figure out what works for you.
Well, so this is the perfect place to start if you've been thinking about it. It's just been an idea in your mind. Maybe you want to go back to work or add to your work. Care.com is the place to start. And even if you're looking at it skeptically and saying, gee, am I really equipped? That profile walkthrough is going to help you. So I thank you so much. Unfortunately, as always, this runs away with us. We're at the end of our segment here. Judy Gastrin has been wonderful. It's care.com. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be talking minerals and health. So as we come back, don't you go away.
Thank you.
For my age. Da-da-da-da.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm inappropriate for my age.
Well, we're going from money to health, I guess the two biggest topics that we ever talk about on this show. And this is Adrienne Berg, and I'm glad to be with you today. And, of course, this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we look at almost every issue, not almost every issue, every issue, I will not equivocate, that has anything to do with aging. And so we're looking at something that's rarely discussed, and that is minerals and how it affects our life. And who better to talk about that than Joyce Stevenson Laws? Not only is she the author of Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient, Your Secret Weapon for Getting and Staying Healthy, but she's also the founder of Proactive Health Labs. And that's a nonprofit healthcare company. It provides education and tools needed to achieve optimum health. And she is really looking with a fine-tooth comb at minerals, how it affects our disposition, issues of depression, and the rest of our lives. So we thank you so much, Joy, for being with us today. It's really it was a pleasure to talk to you a little bit before the show as well.
And thank you for having me on the show. I'm really honored.
Let's run into this. It kind of is an honor, I would say, to speak to people, for me to speak to people in so many different walks of life that has such great expertise that we really cannot readily receive. Now, we've been talking about vitamins for decades. I mean, I have the healthiest closet in the world. I have so many vitamins sitting in there that I don't take. You have no idea. But I really think about minerals, I must admit to you. And I'll tell you, it's a missing link here. Why is it under the radar, and what is a mineral anyway?
Yes, and that the question you just asked was a question I asked a couple years ago, and which led to the research that we did. It is so underrated. We hear so much about vitamins and water and protein and fats and the importance. There was not a whole ton of research done on minerals. And the one we had research done on a few minerals. You probably heard about iron and calcium.
Yes.
Most of us women hear about calcium. We have to have it for strong bones, and especially as we get older. But we didn't really hear a lot about a group of minerals that were critical. And because there's so many, we talked about 14, but there's so many, and the research is now being done and explained in a way that is easy to understand, and that's why we took the opportunity to bring it to the public, because they're all so critical. So what is a mineral? It's a nutrient. It's one of the six essential nutrients that we really need to survive, and we really can't do without them. if we have the other five and we don't have, you know, adequate minerals, you know, we won't be healthy. We won't enjoy, you know, optimal health. So that's why it's so critical. It's found in every single cell in our body, and it's needed for a bunch of reactions. So it's really important to know about minerals.
Now, you mentioned calcium and you mentioned iron. I've been away in Asia for a month, and I came back, and the first thing I did was have a facial. What else would I do? And my facialist said, hey, your hands and your feet are so cold. I'm going to give you booties. And then she said to me, do you have enough iron? And I looked at her like she was nuts. But you see, she wasn't nuts. It could make you cold and anemic. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned 14. You don't have to list all the 14, but calcium and iron, any other ones that come to mind that we may be missing or that many people might be unaware of?
You, you, Yeah, you probably know about potassium because you eat your banana probably every day.
Yeah, so, I do. Yeah.
And especially if you do exercises, so that's something most people might know about. And sodium, right?
Yes.
Salt, table salt sometimes. So those are popular ones. And zinc maybe, because that helps our immune system. So those are some pretty common ones. And magnesium as an example. That's getting a little bit more popularity because the focus has shifted to magnesium because it was so underrated for many years, and people are realizing that it helps out tremendously in so many bodily functions. So even when we're exhausted or we're constipated or whatever, you know, magnesium helps. So those tend to be on the top shelf. But there's like selenium, you know, sulfur, copper, iodine. You know, with manganese, those are some other ones that you may hear about, but you don't have a whole bunch of information on. So what we did is we found credible research. We didn't just go, find any research. We found research that was credible and explained why you need these minerals, how they affected different parts of your body, what happens if you have too much, what happens if you have too little, where can you find them, you know, what foods will you find those minerals in. So we took the time to explain that in a way that's simple and easy for the average consumer to understand, because one of the issues that I had when I was looking for information is the fact that I had a tough time understanding the medicalese that was associated with a lot of the explanations. So I consulted with the doctors. I consulted with three doctors, and they're also co-authors in the book. And what we did was had the research done, and then I would inquire of them in a way that, you know, someone else who was not a doctor would, so that they could explain it to me, that I could explain it to the public. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. So, it's a very layman-friendly book. It's called Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient, Your Secret Weapon for Getting and Staying Healthy. So let's just start with that. Where do they get it? How can they get the book?
They can get the book on Amazon. They can get it from our website, phlabs.org. We also have the iBook version on iBooks as well as Kindle.
So now let's go back to the website for the company itself. Now, the company is Proactive Health Labs. And what is that website again, and what will they find on the website other than the ability to get your book?
We're a nonprofit health information company, and our goal is to educate consumers so that they can be more proactive about their health. So we educate consumers on a wide variety of common issues, or even on common issues, but we educate them in a way that they can apply the information to their lives on a daily basis. So we have a section there called Health Information, and it contains a myriad of topics, information on a myriad of topics that will assist everyone to be healthy and then be their healthiest. We also work with a number of specialty labs nationwide where we can provide health, you know, nutrient testing to individuals who might want that. So it's a very user-friendly site. It's very educational, and it's important that as consumers we get the education we need to be our healthiest, because it's ultimately up to us to be educated in a way that we can discuss these issues in an intelligent manner with our doctors. And if our doctors aren't...
Mm-hmm. I was saying that everything that we talk about is the cost of health care. And one of the things we promote on this show, Generation Bold, is self-care. Because there's very little money. Yeah, very little money in our coverage, whether it's Medicare or private health care or any kind of care. Insurance for prevention. But it's prevention that saves all the money, as well as all the pain and the headaches. And the minerals, this is all really part of prevention issues. Before we leave for our break, when we come back, we're going to talk about things like depression and fatigue and anxiety and how minerals affect it. But before we do that, give everybody the website. And I'm going to tell everybody, I have been in Asia for the past month, and one of the places was Thailand, where they have a wonderful hospital that gives you these nutrient testings and many other things. And it's very, very inexpensive. But guess what? It's still over $1,000.
Correct.
So it's wonderful to have you guys as a resource. So tell everybody where your website is.
Website is www.phlabs.org.
phlabs.org.
Yeah, phlabs.org.
Great. So when we come back, we're going to talk about minerals again, but in a different context, in what they can do for you if you have certain symptoms like headaches all the time or fatigue, anxiety. Right. I mean, they do affect it. I'm personally part of all this because I take a sodium pill in water every single day, or I generally pass out. And I said, this must be the worst disease in the world, and it's cured by one sodium pill. So the worst disease in the world was cured by a mineral. So I'm telling you, son, this is powerful stuff to learn about. We shall be back, and we are going to enhance your health, as always. Don't you go away.
Don't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k?
If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And we are here. This is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. I'm here with Joy Stevenson-Laws, and she's the author of Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient, Your Secret Weapon for Getting and Staying Healthy. Very layman-friendly book, although it was written with her and medical doctors. But it gets to the truth in a way that you could understand. And she's also founder of Proactive Health Labs, where you can get tested for minerals in your body that you may have too little of, too much of, whatever the story is, and then get pointed in the right direction to what to do about it. But let's start again, Joy, with some of the things that we may not realize is affected by minerals, where we may have been fighting this for quite a long time, like fatigue and anxiety, but even depression. How do minerals interact with things like this?
Right. So because minerals are needed for every single bodily function, and I'm not exaggerating, it's going to affect pretty much everything. And that's what I think we didn't understand before. So it affects depression. It affects our weight. It affects our blood pressure. It affects our brain or heart. It affects, you know, pain, fatigue, everything. Menopause, digestion, anxiety. Those are just a few. So many of the issues that we contend with on a regular basis that create health issues are affected by minerals. And if we know that, then it's incumbent on us to learn a little bit more about this nutrient and figure out how to best incorporate it in our lives. So depression, one of the popular minerals that we should at least know about for depression is magnesium. And there's lots of information actually out there now, and we talk about it in our book as well, about magnesium, because it's a mineral that's being explored and talked about quite a bit. But there are other minerals that affect depression. You know, so it's really important that we take the time to inform ourselves so that we can, you know, utilize minerals in an effective way.
And I want to bring in a related topic. In 2008, a long time already, I wrote a book called How Not to Go Broke at 102, and it was a money book about aging.
Right.
But in it, I
right.
mentioned for some research that one of the great trends was going to be what I called designer drugs. drugs that were specifically compounded for you personally, and that these are going to be expensive because they're they're so individualized to what you're allergic to and other things. And I detect from our conversation during the break that you feel the same way about vitamins and minerals, that they have to be appropriate for you. So tell us your take on the idea of, oh, let's take a multivitamin.
Right. So a multivitamin is something that is going to is presumed to benefit everyone. But just as how too little of a particular mineral or vitamin can be and can create issues, if you take too much, it's going to create issues. So it may create issues because the body just doesn't excrete certain minerals or vitamins. It's really important that you know what affects you or what's good for you or what you're deficient in before you take your vitamins. Now, if you're not sure about your diet, it's a good stopgap maybe just to just take something. It's better than nothing. But the real critical, the real way to make this beneficial is to get tested, figure out what you're deficient in, because there's some minerals where if you have too much, it can be damaging.
Now, you
For example, as you probably know, pardon me?
No, I was saying in Bumrungrad, it's a very funny name, but it's the name of the hospital that's so famous in Thailand for doing all these kinds of testings that are very individual. They have a pharmacy, and they have pharmacy compounds specifically for the person. But through your website, you also can get pointed in the right direction here for how to fulfill the need after you're tested. Am I right about that?
That is correct. On the website, we work with a group of researchers and labs who formulate minerals and you know, whatever your needs are, they will identify it and address it through the right dosage and the right mineral and combination.
And give us the website one more time. Yeah, it's very personalized. That's the new trend. Yeah, give us our website one more time.
www.phlabs.org. phlabs.org.
We did mention a couple of times, but sometimes people tune in, and it really is important because there's so few resources. Your average Western medicine doctor is not going to talk to you much about this, and they might even poo-poo. Yeah, they might even poo-poo vitamins, but interestingly enough, they don't poo-poo the minerals as much as they poo-poo the vitamins, and I think it's for the very reason you just said. The multivitamin may not be that useful. For an individual, it's a little too much one-stop shopping. However, when you individualize a diagnosis, it's completely different. And I'll just leave. Yeah, one of the things that we get a lot of is people saying they have leg cramps and leg pain. And I've heard that that also deals with minerals. Am I right about that?
Yes, that is correct. That has something to do with minerals too.
And you
shouldn't guess what it is and start thinking that I read somewhere that magnesium might help. Let me go take some magnesium. I think it's appropriate that you go figure out, you get tested, see what it is that you might be deficient in, and then get the proper dosage and the right mineral, because it could be a number of a combination of minerals. It does not have to be just magnesium. So it's really important to get tested.
Yeah, I think this opens up a whole new look at healthcare, honestly, which is the individualization of it, the fact that as we get older, we may not have a disease, but we have ailments.
Correct.
And ailments get us down, and they can be helped enormously by things of this nature. So as we wrap up our day, I just want to thank Joyce Stevenson-Laws. I'm so happy she founded a nonprofit organization, Proactive Health Labs, that will point you in the right direction with regard to this. If you've been complaining, grumpy, just suffering, and everybody tells you there's nothing to it, it's in your mind, it might not be in your mind, it might be in your minerals. And so, minerals, the forgotten nutrient, your secret weapon for getting and staying healthy. And we thank you so much for being with us. for everybody.
Thank you.
You know what I'm going to say? Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.